What are you staring at? Nothing. No, nothing is wrong. I just hate Christmas, and I hate Christmas parties, too. Oh, it's so tedious. No, it is not about camaraderie. Can't you tell? It is literally about people coming to work after hours, dressed in different clothes than they would wear to work, getting drunk, having a potluck, and maybe fucking someone. Oh, please. You think that people follow that policy? Tell me something. Were you paying attention at all tonight? I know you're alone, so it's not like you had a partner to entertain. Were you not paying attention to how many people in couples and pairs went to the bathroom? Yeah, do you think that they were going in there to touch up each other's makeup? I don't think so. There were people getting blown, people fucking. That's what happens at office Christmas parties, for the love of God. What? Wow, that was really fucking forward. You think that I'm this way because I need to get laid? No, I'm this way because I have to put up with annoying people like you all the time. What is it with you, huh? You're always clicking your pen from the next cubicle. You know I can hear you all day, right? And you're staring. You're always staring. You're doing it right now. Let's just, you know what? Let's just get it out of your system. What is it? Why do you stare at me all the time? Speak up. Oh. Wow. Well, I didn't know that. Thank you for the compliment. What? Did you expect something to come from that? Are you kidding? I think you are so annoying. I can't even entertain talking to you for more than 10 minutes. Well, that's true. Maybe you're not as annoying after hours, okay? You can have that. Merry Christmas. Leave? That's adorable. I wish I could leave, but I have to clean up after everyone. It is part of my job description, after all. Joy, right? I don't hook up with coworkers, but thanks for the offer. Oh my God. What? And what makes you think that I'm attracted to you, Oh, I see. So you think that I'm being like this because I have a secret crush on you? Wouldn't that be convenient? Wow. I can see something very clearly now. You aren't going to let this go, are you? No, it's fine. You're going to keep staring and clicking your pen and doing all this weirdo shit. So you know what? I think we should just get it out of our systems. Fuck. No. Mm-mm. You would have to work substantially harder to ever get this pussy. No, I'll blow you. That's a final offer. You can either get your cock sucked, or you can go home and do whatever the hell it is you do alone. Oh. Wow. All right then, follow me. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to blow you out here in the middle of the office so that everybody who might still be lingering around can see? I didn't think so. Follow me then. Where does it look like we're going? We're going to my office. Yes, I'm going to let you in. Now, there's one thing that you need to know. As you are well aware, no one comes into my office uninvited, not even during office hours. And if you tell anyone what the inside of my office looks like, and they know you were in here, and they know they didn't see you come in here during office hours, I will kill you. Do you understand? Good. Go inside. Quickly, we don't want everybody to see. Yes, I know the party's over. I get it. But working in an office like this for as long as I have, I know that people linger. They're trying to see what goes on after everybody leaves, and it's a whole thing. Yes, I'm locking the door. Any other questions? Good. Now sit down. Not in my office chair, you don't. Sit in that chair. There we go. I'm pulling up my hair. Do you think that I am going to get spit and cum in my keratin-infused hair? I don't think so. No way. Yeah, here's the thing. I spit, I drool, I get cum everywhere. Why? Because I'm good at giving fucking blowjobs. I can imagine that you've never had a blowjob as good as I'm about to give you, but I'm gonna blow your little fucking mind, okay? Pants off. I don't take pants off. You do. Quickly, before I change my mind. Yes. I suppose that's adequate. It's a nice cock. Okay? Happy? Good. You know, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you're this hard because you enjoy how much of a cunt I can be to you sometimes. Is that your thing? You like it when I'm mean to you? You thought I was going to waste time. No, I don't waste time. I don't waste money and I don't waste time. I consider blowjobs their own kind of sexual currency. So that falls in line with money. And I don't joke about money. Yeah, you can come in my mouth. I love cum. It better be an impressive load, too. Told you I was impressive with my mouth. Bet you've never had a blowjob like this before. You like the way my mouth feels, don't you? Warm, wet. Eager. That's it. I'll allow it. Wrap your hands in my hair and fuck my face. Impress me, why don't you? Not bad. Now watch this. Good, isn't it? My tongue massaging your cock while I deep throat you. Are you gonna paint the back of my throat white, huh? Tap your cock against my tongue. Mm. someone so annoying. Have such a tasty cock. Can't forget the balls. They're so full. Bet you're gonna give me such a big load, aren't you? Yeah. Fuck my slutty little throat. Come on, do it. I want you to fucking nut. Oh, that's it. Give it to me. I want it. Oh, look at that. You must have really needed that. I have to hand it to you. Oh, it takes a lot to hit my gag reflex so hard that you make me come, but you did it. I'm impressed. Not that impressed, but impressed. Now, you see what I mean when I told you I get messy. Who said this is ever going to happen again? This was just a Christmas miracle for you. Or perhaps, maybe the next holiday that rolls around, I'll feel generous enough to let you fuck my mouth again. Or you can become less annoying, and I'll consider letting you take me out to dinner. Got it? All right, get yourself cleaned up and get the fuck out of my office. What? You stay and help me clean up? What do you want? Nothing? Really? I mean, really? Well, all right then. Don't back out at the last minute. Grab that roll of garbage bags and follow me. At least I'll have some company while we do this terrible, awful task. Oh, wait. You come out a couple minutes after me. Got it? No, not in the office, nerd. Walk out and then around the corner after me. Got it? All right, come on, let's go. Time to make yourself useful.